Please rise and join us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
I have none.
Agenda. Meet with department heads, elected officials. Terry Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor.
Good morning. Primary election update. We have sent out 5,739 ballots and we have received back, as of yesterday, 2,866. So that means that we have surpassed our 2012 primary election people that voted, so it's creeping up there.
Pardon me, I missed your, what total you got?
That ballots sent are 5,739.
Oh, how many have I?
And how many we've gotten back is 2,866. That's as of yesterday.
Just about exactly half.
And just a reminder, this Friday we are open till 5 p.m. That's the last day to request an absentee ballot to be mailed and the last day to pre-register for the election. So if we receive any request forms in the mail for new ballots next week, we will not honor those. They will get a letter stating that, you know, that submission date has expired. The only ballots that we will mail out is anybody that might have spoiled, that already has one, might have spoiled their ballot or have an issue with their ballot, they didn't sign the affidavit envelope or something, they can still request a replacement ballot or they can come down here and we can have them mail or sign that affidavit envelope. So we'll give them that option, that we can either send them a replacement or they can come down here and we'll meet them outside and they can sign their affidavit envelope. So. And then 5:30, which is the last Saturday of May, we are required to be open. So we will be open from 8 to 4 and preparing our supplies and everything else. And that will be a curbside voting day. We'll be here if anybody wants to make an appointment to come down and vote absentee in person by curbside. We will do that. And then maybe that's the day that those that have failed to sign their affidavit envelope, they can also come down that day and fix those envelopes, so then that way we can accept those ballots. So
are we going to have a meeting on the 2nd?
I would assume you guys will.
Oh, that's a Tuesday.
Yep, that's a Tuesday. And what we plan on doing, since we only have two locations open, I will probably go up to Minneapolis and help them get set up and organized, since we got to make sure we have all the spacing and the screens up and everything else. And a bunch of the other girls will probably go out to SCC and make sure that they have everything set up. And so, yep, should be back here by 7:30, 8 o'clock. So, shouldn't be an issue.
If we don't have a whole lot of business, we could put it off.
Well, that's usually when claims are paid, so.
Oh, I see. Gotta play a game.
Yeah.
Gotta pay a claim.
I see.
All righty.
Before I continue, I apologize. Getting used to being digital here. Anybody with any questions during the meeting may email the Board of Supervisors at board, B-A-O-R-D, at dmcounty.com. That's board at dmcounty.com. Or call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. And you'll be able to get through to the board. Colin Gerst, IT.
Nothing new to report, just keeping pretty busy, and that's about it.
Okay. Thank you, Colin. Who have we got on?
Rodney Bleasner, maintenance.
Rodney Bleasner, maintenance.
Good morning. We are just really buried with a lot of things going on. So just working on a lot of different projects and trying to get ready for June 1st. Also have an item on the agenda. Other than that, nothing new to report. Thank you.
Thank you, Rodney.
Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Couple quick updates. North Gear is still moving, albeit a little slowly, especially with some of the rain we've gotten. They are starting a crossroad culvert today that will require full closure in that location for a couple days. We have done a notice for emergency response, so it should take 2 or 3, and they should have that back open, you know, for a temporary cross through if need be. Traffic will be able to get to both sides at any time, so it doesn't completely shut the road down. It just cuts it as through if they need to get through. Iowa City Road, all the concrete is done. So we're working through some stuff with the contractor. Still got to get the dirt shouldering and obviously the granular shouldering all done. And with this rain, that's held all that up. So not much progress there. And Mediapolis bridges are moving along. One crew has left the site because they're to a point where they're ready for beams. And those are not cured and ready yet. So I'm guessing that'll be a week to 2 weeks. The crew on the West Bridge is driving piling today on the last abutment they have left. So they'll, I would guess, maybe get that formed up and maybe pour this week. And that'll wrap that bridge until beams are ready for that one too. So things are moving along, but might be a bit of a lull here for a week or two till those come in. And then, guys here are plenty busy, but I won't get into all the maintenance projects. Trying to do some blading and some rock, and still hauling rock. So things are going good other than that.
Thank you, Brian.
Chris Lee, Conservation.
Chris Lee, Conservation.
Good morning. Parks are continually busy and growing more so with the coming Memorial Day weekend. We've opened all of our main campgrounds. We are at a level 2 opening in that we do allow all camping units. Our tent campgrounds have opened back up. We have opened some of our pit latrines, and so there are primitive restroom facilities at the tent campgrounds. The RV campgrounds are open, dump stations available. Our shower house will remain closed for as long as county buildings close. I get that this will be a bit confusing in that this, just last night I got an email that says that the DNR is going to be opening modern restroom facilities at their state parks. They're gonna have them open for this coming Memorial Day weekend. But our intention is still not. We're not going to open ours until all county facilities are opening back up. So our shower house at Big Hollow still will not be open for this weekend. Otherwise, though, Big Hollow is full, has been full, I think, from the moment we opened last Friday. We had sold out Memorial Day weekend last December for the reservable sites, and I'm fairly certain we've already had everybody come in and take up all the walk-up sites for this week. For Memorial Day. Generally, what we're seeing now is people just come in 2 weeks early and they get their spot. They just stay there. So if they have a spot for Memorial Day weekend, we do still have sites available though at the Fourth Pumping Station and down at Skunk River for campers down there for this holiday weekend. And we do hope to open Maple Loop as well. There'll be some additional primitive camping now that the FEMA work down there is done. FEMA contractors are done with the repairs on the trail, the Flint River Trail, the work at Stars Cave, removing the silt, the work down at Maple Loop, at Welter Recreation Area down at Skunk River. They still have to finish regrading and re-rocking the boat ramps at Sullivan Slough, Tama, and Hawkeye Dolby. They think within the next couple weeks, depending on weather and what the river does, they'll be able to get in there and knock those out. But again, like I said, that's very weather and river dependent. We have seen a massive increase in trail use. We had a trail counter out on the segment of Flint River Trail that's on the backside of Stars Cave, just off of Highway 61. for a week earlier this month, and compared to a week's count back in August, we've seen about a 3x increase in number of people using that trail. We're seeing almost 400 people a week using that segment of trail. I suspect we're going to try to get a trail counter out on the front end of Stars Cave near the Nature Center sometime probably after the holiday weekend here, May 1st part of June, and see what the counts are up there. I'm sure they're significantly higher, but those numbers are pretty insane. But everybody, you know, we're out patrolling every single day. We have somebody out in the parks every afternoon of every day, checking on things, and everybody's, you know, doing what they should, keeping their distance, and you know, it's pretty easy to do when you have miles of trails that you can stay separated on. And then the last thing I have is we've been on our summer camps through Stars Cave, trying to make some changes with those. We have canceled all of our June camps, and we're going to kind of play this by ear as we go along. We've moved sign up to camp sign up towards the end of June, and we will just kind of keep assessing the situation. If it looks like we can have July camps, we'll keep that sign up. If it doesn't, then we may have to cancel July camps and move that sign up again. We're just kind of playing that. Again, we won't host any programs through Starscape Nature Center until all the county facilities are opened back up, and we feel that we can meet some of the guidance that's being provided by like CDC, health departments, American Camp Association, and a lot of the kind of industry groups that we're following and keeping in touch with for guidance on how best to deliver camps. We are, in the meantime, though, going to be working on some digital content, which we'll be sharing across many of our social channels and things like that, so that we can still have engagement and folks can still interact with our education staff and learn about the great outdoors, even without having in-person camps and groups together. So that's kind of what we're working on now, along just with all the park maintenance that goes with being really busy this time of year. So that's about it.
Fishing's still good out of Pink Hollow?
Yeah, it has been. I think this rain's kind of messed things up a little bit. But I know up until kind of we got this last big shot of rain, they were still doing really good up there.
Hey, Chris, I see you've been taking a lot of stuff out to the landfill. Is that from the FEMA projects?
Yes. Yep. That's all that silt and debris that came from Stars Cave.
Okay.
We had talked with them during the, you know, the planning process for it, so they knew it was coming.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks, Chris.
You bet.
Ken Hyman, Community Services.
Ken Hyman, Community Services.
Hello.
Good morning.
We had our steel governing board last Wednesday, and we got a number of contracts approved that were renewed. And there was also discussion about how the state has gotten some FMAP dollars, and that providers are hoping that those dollars come down, are given to providers to help with all this COVID-19 extra expenses that they're having with serving people. Otherwise, we're talking about applying for a DCAT grant, a $50,000 grant per unit for 3 years for some wraparound services for kids, things like camps for kids and services. So those were some of the highlights from Wednesday.
Thank you, Ken.
Ken, is that from DCAT? Is that the whole region or?
Yeah, the whole region, our 8-county region is talking about applying for those, for a DCAT grant.
Okay.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you. Yep.
Jared Lassiter, Land Use.
Jared Lassiter, Land Use.
Well, it's been a pretty quiet week overall for land use. A couple inquiries, but nothing too too crazy here. We do have a couple of subdivisions, minor subdivisions up for review. One of those I anticipate being ready for next week's agenda. The other one has to go through the city of Burlington first. The 2 mile That one may be a little bit longer before they were ready to move forward with that, and then we would vote on it. Apart from that, we're finishing up the last little pieces of the hazard mitigation plan, getting all the data compiled into a document to send to FEMA for review. Apart from that, I don't really have anything specific that we're ready to mention.
Thank you, Jared.
Jackie Myers, clerk of court.
Jackie Myers, clerk of court.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We're just trying to get everything ready for our resumption of non-jury trial criminal matters June 1st. So with that being said, I do have the social distancing decals and signs that came in that I ordered with Terry. So we'll have those to get put up in the various places. And then also June 1st, my staff will be resuming regular hours. So everybody will be here and the third floor office will be back open. So I'm looking forward to that, to have all our familiar faces together, but we're just going to try to do the best we can with, of course, the county's assistance with providing us with the screening process in the basement. That'll be very, very beneficial. So I want to say thank you again for that.
That's all I have. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you.
Janelle Nally-Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Janelle Nally-Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Good morning. We just continue to keep busy processing mail through the Dropbox and just regular mail, and of course those phone calls don't stop. But just to remind everyone that still remit your March installment, property tax payment installment through the expiration of the governor's proclamation, which is May 27th without any penalty. And also, there will be a very limited time to complete title transfers without penalty once that proclamation expires for those people that purchased vehicles anywhere from February 17th to, say, the 1st of March. So I would encourage anyone who purchased during that time to contact our office to find out what should be submitted to complete those transfers by mail or Dropbox. And I think most people are, considering the phone calls and the volume of mail that we're receiving right now. But that's all I have to report at this time.
Thank you, Janelle.
You're welcome.
Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
Good morning. We're just staying par for the course, getting ready to begin some non-jury proceedings on June 1. We did formulate a letter after our work session last week to go out to our victims and witnesses for bench trials, which are among the things that will resume beginning June 1. I believe we have a full day's docket of bench trials down in associate court on June 1st. So we drafted a letter to send to any victims, witnesses who will be in, what to expect, hoping that that alleviates any pressure or concerns when they get there. And sometimes just being forewarned is forearmed. Other than that, we're getting everybody is transitioning from working at home to coming back and working full-time in the office and getting ready to begin getting back to some sort of normal.
Thank you, Lisa.
Natalie Steffner, Des Moines County Recorder.
Natalie Steffner, Des Moines County Recorder's Office.
Good morning. Just the same as the Treasurer's Office, processing lots of mail and phone calls. As we know, it is boating season and somewhat marriage season, so we are still processing boat transfers, by mail, and also marriage license, so they can get those on the applications online at the website, or we have been emailing lots of applications out and going over the fees and getting those submitted. So people, can still get married even though the courthouse is closed. And that's all I have.
Did you use the term marriage season?
Yeah, wedding season, marriage season.
I've never heard that term before.
But probably more like wedding season, but.
Thank you, Natalie.
This year.
Thank you, Natalie.
Angie Vaughn, safety.
Angie Vaughn, safety.
Oh, she remuted herself.
There we go. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're doing good, keeping busy. I do just want to remind everyone, because we are getting ready to kick back into high gear. I know all of our employees have, their life has not really changed, but with the public getting busier and everyone getting active, we have had actually a pretty quiet few months as far as accidents go. I think everybody's been pretty hyper-vigilant with everything going on. So I just wanted to kind of remind everyone that as we start really kicking in high gear, stay vigilant. We want to keep those that same momentum going as far as staying accident-free. So other than that, that's really all I have.
Thank you, Angie.
Thank you.
Gina Harden, Emergency Management.
Gina Harden, Emergency Management.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just as Jared mentioned, the hazmat plan, I did submit an extension for that grant because of the COVID. So that is in process. On the COVID side, we will have the EEOC open Wednesday and Friday this week. Last night, the website that the governor has up showed that we had 40 people, and this morning it's showing 39 cases. So I'm not sure why the difference. I did talk to Krista, and it looked like it should be 40. Not sure why the difference. FEMA is doing a direct shipment of personal protective equipment to nursing homes, and that should be taking place here in the next couple of weeks. We're not involved with that. But I've been letting the nursing homes know that it will be coming. So otherwise, we're still continuing to coordinate with public health and the hospital. So all is good.
Thank you, Gina.
You're welcome.
And while we're on that COVID-19, the county's COVID-19 policy is in the process of being updated, but just so everybody knows, Iowa Department of Public Health has changed their guidance or updated their guidance. Previously, if you traveled out of state, you were supposed to self-isolate for 14 days. Matter of fact, I just finished self-isolating about a week ago. That's been changed. So if you're traveling in the United States, there is no need to self-isolate when you return to Iowa, as long as obviously that you're not showing symptoms or have been closely associated with somebody who is infected. So, but anyway, so there's no need for the self-isolation for domestic travel. It's still recommended for international travel or a cruise. We will get the new policy out as soon as we finish wading through that. Okay, correspondence.
I have a couple of call-in users.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think one of these might be Krista. I'm not sure. Krista, are you on one of these calls? Maybe not. Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, that's fine. Was there another call or just...
There's two call-in users there that weren't labeled. I assume maybe one of those were her, but...
Okay. Either of you gentlemen have any correspondence?
No, I didn't.
None? We will proceed to discussion and vote. We have accounts payable in the amount of $2,325,535.42. I see Brian's been paving.
Brian paid for Iowa City Road, and thank you, Mr. Carter. So it moved to approve.
Did you second, Bob?
I did second.
Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have payroll claims reimbursements in the amount of $92.19 and non-cash taxable reimbursements in the amount of $10.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have Des Moines County Courthouse and Public Building Security Plan update. Rodney, do you want to address this?
Can you hear me?
We can.
Yeah.
Okay. There's not a lot of changes. The building, courthouse and building security committee met in March. We had a meeting and we discussed a lot of different things, and also, as we do annually, just kind of go over the policy, see if there's any changes we want to make or whatnot, or maybe something that we didn't catch the year before as far as punctuation or some wording. So there's not a lot of changes, just some minor wording changes here and there throughout it. So I've kind of just got emails from everybody, got a majority, everybody approved it. So just bringing it to the board for the annual approval.
Thank you, Rodney.
Move to approve.
Thank you.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. And just for reminder to the press, this is for what I hope are, since it's the security plan for the courthouse and county buildings, it is not available to the public. We have personnel action for the county attorney. We have Don Callison, receptionist slash records assistant, a 36-month step increase from $33,752.39 to $34,427.41, effective May 22nd.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have reports. We have the clerk of courts report of fees collected for April 2020 and the Veterans Affairs report for April 2020. These reports will be on file in the auditor's office and available for electronic review if anyone so desires. Just contact the county attorney, the auditor's office, and make arrangements. We have minutes for the regular meeting of May 12, 2020.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items?
I have none.
Committee reports?
I had a CCFSA meeting this morning, and I discussed fair, needless to say, whether or not they're going to have it, and I don't know. They also, the hospital was in and set up a drive-through clinic for testing COVID-19, and as of yet have not received any tests, but they are pretty well set up. They handle a lot. So what happens during the fair, if there's a fair, but they'll probably move it out of there. But a lot of decisions, it's tough on the fair. They have all these kids, have all these projects going that they started, a lot of them at Christmas time, animals, and the fair comes around, and the way things are, they don't know if they can get them sold, or, you know, most of them sell them right there at the fair, and that's their out. So
I would hate to see him lose that.
Oh,
I would hate to see the fair not
come. Yeah, I'd hate to see that.
It depends on that first year of college for that stuff.
So it's,
yeah,
they're kind of up in the air. Right? It's sort of a bad deal. Anyway, I think that's it.
I had a press meeting, and everything's going pretty smooth there. We're still doing it by Zoom meetings. We got a couple people that's not paying their bills, so we'll wait until after this stuff's all over with, and then we're going to go back. We'd sent letters to them before, but with this going on, the government's proclamation on everything else, we decided to wait until after this is over and then pursue. So it's not a big deal. It's only about $3,000, but still, it's due.
I attended the Southeast Iowa Linked Mental Health and Disability Services Region Governance Board meeting that Ken mentioned. We approved claims and approved a number of provider contracts. And I've been attending the Emergency Operations Centers, the EOC meetings that Gina mentioned, that we're, right now we're down to 2 a week. And outside of trying to figure out whether we've got 39 cases or 40, Des Moines County seems to be doing fine. We have not been taxing the hospital's resources. There's not that. So anyways, and I think the hospitals, the way I understand it, they were allowed to, the governor's proclamation, they could start doing diagnostic procedures and some of the other procedures the hospital does. So I think they've come up with enough PPE that I think they're starting that. So that's a great deal.
Well, I got my haircut Friday and went to the dentist yesterday. So that was great.
Is the line at the barber?
I have to tell you this, at the barber shop, I had my appointment.
Yeah.
And my appointment was at 11 o'clock, and I walked out of there at about quarter after 12. And it's only because the phone kept ringing.
Oh, I bet.
And then he quit. And he made 9 or 10 appointments, and he was booked clear into Wednesday and starting on Thursday in that hour's time.
Wow. I tried to call, and they didn't even answer.
Mr. Broker already turned the shears on me and the leaf blower, so I'm good for another few days. So I know they're busy. So. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to ask a question or make any sort of a comment, you can email the Board of Supervisors at board@dmcounty.com. That's board@dmcounty.com, or call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. And we will give you 2 minutes. If anybody's got anything to say, give everyone an opportunity to get to a phone or send an email.
I can't see Jim's picture on here.
You should be able to.
Or Tom's.
You want to see my picture? I can send you one.
Not really. I think I've still got a couple of my high school graduation pictures around.
Last night on the news, they were talking about the number of cases in Des Moines County, and it sounds like they took several away from Des Moines County because they should have been associated with the city of Des Moines. Yeah. That's like, I understand that because we get people's absentee requests from Des Moines all the time.
And I'm sure it's a zoo up to Iowa Public Park. They're hearing from hospitals, they're hearing from the testing labs, and this way and that way. And I remember in a couple of EOC meetings, Krista had mentioned, she said, I don't know how we got these. She said, we've been counting, and she said, we don't have that many. So she said, I think what they've done, apparently what they've done.
I really want to know. I'd really like to see the whole demographic. I'd like to see what those people are sick, how many other, totally 19 cases or other circumstances with them.
Did you see there was an article? First, it came out, there was a guy, your blood alcohol level, 0.3 is fatal. This guy had a blood alcohol level of 0.55.
Holy mackerel.
He must have been the tough side. Anyway, when he died, they attributed it to COVID-19. Well, the local medical examiner said, whoa. Okay, that's a, anyway, so the, so this guy died from alcohol poisoning. She said, he had COVID-19. He was about 35 years old. Said, this isn't it. So then Colorado went back and started looking people that would have had, anyway. So now they're talking about taking, almost 300 people off their list.
They were doing that in California too, I think.
Yeah.
Some of those.
So I don't know. I'll be very happy when this is over.
Yeah, I say. But it will never get over if we don't get down to what the problem is.
Well, that's... Okay, no public comment. With an aye, we're adjourned.
Aye.
We're adjourned.